national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie, but as we mentioned yesterday, Joe started the weekend just a little bit early, so we have Bobby Rossi sitting in for Joe this afternoon. Thanks so much, Bobby, for jumping in. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
So, of course, our top three stories. We're still hearing lots of updates about Hurricane Idalia and getting some updates on it. So first of our top three stories, Hurricane Idalia. We still have 200,000 Floridians in Georgia without power. So Florida still has the most reported outages with over 117,000, but that is down from Wednesday night's number, which was 444,000. Georgia coming in second with 86,000 people without power still.
Yeah, and also President Trump dealing with his election interference case in Georgia. He's pled not guilty to those charges today. One of his lawyers filed a waiver for his formal arraignment and entered the plea deal. Trump and his 18 co-defendants face racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overthrow the 2020 election in Georgia. And several others of the co-defendants have already filed their arraignment papers, and pled not guilty as well.
And we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but we're still getting updates on Mitch McConnell's health. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell froze for a second time during a speech in recent months. Republicans are concerned with his health declining rapidly, and also some Republicans are looking to ways to remove him as the Senate Majority Leader. President Biden called him today and made an announcement saying he thinks he's fine, but we will see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the two senile guys getting together and
yeah.
trying to encourage each other. Yeah. I got your back if you got my back.
Literally.
Over in local headlines, Okaloosa is going to help the Big Bend area. Okaloosa Sheriff's Office is sending 17-member strike team over to the Big Bend area to help with Hurricane Idalia. They're headed to the Lake City area.
That these resources we're deploying, we're very likely one day going to be able to reap the benefits of being able to get this, God forbid, that we take a direct hit like this.
Yeah. They're going to be bringing a fleet of ATVs, Bobcat machines, trailers, and other rescue equipment. They should be there for around 2 weeks is what they're estimating for this 17-member strike team from Okaloosa County. Speaking of which, just a quick look at the Atlantic and the Gulf. We don't really have anything going on in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Hurricane Idalia is now a tropical cyclone out off the coast of North Carolina now. There's still Hurricane Franklin out there, but it's just going to stay out there in the Atlantic. You also have Tropical Storm Jose, which will also just stay out in the Atlantic for a while. And then we do have a couple other disturbances, one that's right between Hurricane Franklin and Tropical Storm Jose. So it's a three-storm system right out there, and it's only got about 30% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. But then there's another one off the coast of Africa, and this one has an 80% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, and this one is headed westward towards us. Not quite sure what the storm track will be, if it'll stay out there in the Atlantic or anything like that. So that's the update right there on that one. Then moving on over to Hurricane Idalia locally as well. Even though it didn't hit us directly, we did have some impacts in the area. Although open now, for a while yesterday, Highway 399 from Pensacola Beach to Navarre was shut down. The Gulf Island National Seashore was also shut down on Fort Pickens Road yesterday. And Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino says there were a few impacts on Pensacola Beach. Here you go.
Avenue to 23 on the sound side, the water was pushed in some. When the bay is the outfall, then the bay rises up and pushes in. It does create some problems in different places. And I would say there were no surprises yesterday about the areas that had water. The areas that you would expect to have water, those are the ones that had it.
And we got some more Hurricane Idalia impacts on the state of Florida coming up for you here in just a little bit. But first, let's get traffic on the fives, traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie.
Well, roads are actually looking pretty good right now, but we do have a patch of slow-moving traffic on I-10. I-10 in the westbound, or excuse me, in the eastbound direction, right after the 9 mile exit. We do have a patch of traffic as you're getting closer to the Pine Forest exit. So things do clear up after you get past Pine Forest. Don't have an accident reported by FHP, but hopefully get in some more details on that soon. But right now we are still seeing some delays. Again, that's in the eastbound direction on I-10. And if you have any updates, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're looking pretty good this afternoon, but we are still going to be seeing some rain into tonight. So we have a low of 77 with a 70% chance of rain. Right now, nothing too bad in our area. We have some light rain going through Milton, but other than that, looking good on the news radio 92.3 ThreatNet radar. It is 92 in Pensacola, 93 Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. And heat index is at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in some more updates, we actually got some good news coming from PPD. So Pensacola new command center is coming. The city is in line for grant funding. That's going to pay for a new mobile command center for the Pensacola Police Department.
Yeah, that'll be... Do you have the audio on that one?
Yeah, don't have the audio on that one. Maybe we'll get that one for the next local hit. But the PPD spokesperson did say that the command center is also going to be available to other agencies like the Pensacola Fire Department when they need it. And PPD won't likely have the new command center until sometime next year. Also says that there's a new armored SWAT vehicle that's been ordered, and they are expecting that to become later this year. Also in some news on Pensacola Beach, kind of right when you get over the beach where you see this business, the Frisky Dolphin Sunset Oyster Bar and Grill on Pensacola Beach is setting to close. They made the announcement yesterday saying, quote, the landlord is kicking us out. And the Frisky Dolphin says that on Sunday, it's going to be their last name. And starting today until Sunday, everything's going to be half price until they sell out. And some more.
I wonder how fast they'll sell out of stuff.
I know. I'm thinking, Labor Day weekend, half price.
Sell stuff half price today through Sunday. It's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
They're probably going to sell out of stuff pretty fast.
I would think.
It's kind of a bummer. They're closing the day before Labor Day. Like, you would think that would be a big day for them.
Yeah.
To bring in some money. So, man, that's kind of a crazy one. But they said their landlord's kicking them out, I guess. So
yeah.
They don't have too much of a choice.
Yeah.
Probably going up on rent, and they couldn't come up with a set price or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, the quote was pretty.
Fatal hit and run. You heard this one on WEAR News at the beginning of the hour here. And you're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. I'm Bobby filling in for Joe. 64-year-old man died after a hit and run crash on North Pace Boulevard last night. Florida Highway Patrol says it happened near Loretta Lane. Apparently, the vehicle reportedly hit a pedestrian, then fled the scene. The pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. So they need help trying to find this vehicle. They said that video showed them it was a gray or silver SUV. It will probably have significant damage to the front of the vehicle involved in the crash. If you have information, contact Florida Highway Patrol.
Also, there was a shooting at the mobile home park. So three people were hurt after a shooting at Oakstead Mobile Home Park. That's on Massachusetts Avenue and happened last night. Deputies were called to the scene about quarter till 8, and when they arrived, investigators said that they did find one male victim with a gunshot wound in the arm, and two other victims had already been taken to the hospital. There's currently no word on the condition of the victims and no word on a suspect. And for some good news locally, to finish off this segment, Gulf Breeze Zoo has a new little giraffe. 14-year-old giraffe Kenya gave birth to a 120-pound male calf. That happened last month just before midnight, but they are just making the news on it now. So if you head over to the Gulf Breeze
Very
Zoo,
nice.
I think they said the baby can't have the lettuce that you're able to give to the giraffes there, but soon he will be. But 420 right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now. We're going to take a little break and then come back and get our state and national headlines on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Ready or not, Educational Opportunity Centers will get you there. To college, to the workforce, or to start a new career pathway.
Funded by the Department of Education, we are your free community resource for adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County seeking higher education. Located on Pensacola State College campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, and Milton.
It's never too late to start. For wherever you want to go, get there with Educational Opportunity Centers.
Call 850-484-1961 today for a free consultation.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Check out the farm-to-table vendors, arts and crafts, and unique shopping Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Highway 87 Outdoor Market at Pickett's. Find out more at getrelaxing.com. Get your beach chairs and enjoy another Cinemas in the Sand Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion stage. It's a free event, and the greatest showman begins at sunset. Visit Pensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Joe on a little bit of a, you know, PTO, taking some time off, taking a long weekend, well-deserved. So we have Bobby in for Joe this afternoon. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 425 before we get started on our state headlines. We do have still slow-moving traffic on I-10 eastbound. This is due to construction, so just keep that in mind that you're going to see a small patch of traffic if you are heading in the eastbound direction right after the 9-mile exit, but it clears up before you get to the Pine Forest exit. Again, I-10 throughout Pensacola. Also, we do have an accident at Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, so we are seeing some slowdowns at that intersection. That's right near the Circle K, right in front of the Circle K. Other than that, we're looking pretty good and just have typical afternoon traffic, but if you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're going to get a quick update from WEAR.
Rain chances are back across the area as we head into Friday and Labor Day weekend. Starting with Friday, highs only in the mid to upper 80s. There's a catch, though. We got some rain in the forecast, 70 to 80% chance. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in our state headlines, going to get it start off in South Florida. Former Sweetwater Commissioner Sophia Lacayo faces 21 criminal charges for a variety of campaign finance violations. She allegedly committed the violations during a failed bid for the Miami-Dade County Commissioner last year. And the charges include 8 third-degree felony charges and 13 first-degree misdemeanors for falsifying campaign donations. Information. So not a great one there. Also, we do have still some updates for what's going on around the state with the hurricane, including it's affecting gas prices. So after the hurricane hit Florida, it caused gas prices to spike ahead of the Labor Day weekend. And AAA Mark Jenkins says it could be worse. So he says that it marks the start of the switch from summer to the winter bend, which isn't typically a heavy traffic holiday.
You're going to have gasoline outages when you have a storm like this because everybody's rushing to fill up their car and their gas cans, and a gas station can only hold so much gasoline.
So Port Tampa Bay is a major fuel hub for Central Florida. It is open, but it is dealing with flooding. So crews from Port Everglades may drive gases if needed.
A request of the federal government trying to have the president declare Hurricane Idalia a major disaster, because in doing so, it would free up money for recovery. And the president today went ahead and declared it a major disaster. However, it only covers about a third of the counties that the governor requested. But this money will allow the communities and individuals in 7 counties to get the individual assistance and debris removal reimbursement, so they can reimbursed for any debris that they have to remove. So that covers 7 counties. Like I said, only a third of the counties requested by the governor, but I think they're just actually looking at the others, and they still might end up doing something with those. So,
also, Florida job market is staying strong. So the Florida job market staying strong, and the U.S. Labor Department reports that fewer Floridians saw unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims fell by more than 560. That's around 5,100. And nationally, the initial files for jobless claims benefits fell by 4,000 to 228,000.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. On the national stage, as it pertains to Hurricane Idalia, the Biden administration says that they'll help those impacted by the hurricane for as long as it takes. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood-Randall told reporters that President Biden will also visit the areas hit hardest by the hurricane on Saturday. And she said the officials won't know the full extent of the damage for several days, which, yeah, usually takes that way. And President Biden made an unscheduled visit to FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C. this afternoon to meet with staff.
Also talked about this a little bit during our top three stories, but President Biden says that that he spoke with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after the Kentucky Republican appeared to freeze up during the press conference. He spoke with McConnell today, and it seems like he is himself over the phone. Also, the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, says that the special legislation session to impeach the Fulton County District Attorney would likely be ruled as unconstitutional. He says that the number of Republican lawmakers in Georgia have called for Willis to be removed and punished after Trump and 18 co-defendants were charged for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Also, in Texas, restrictions on sexually explicit shows in front of children is on hold for right now. So a federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order, keeping the law from going into effect tomorrow. The ACLU says that the ban, in which some say target drag shows, is in violation of free speech. And the bill's backers disagree, saying that it specifically is tailored to protect kids from sexually oriented performances. 4:30 on News Radio 92.3. We're going to come back with a rundown of our top three stories, and Bobby's going to give us a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports. We're going to get a Fox News update followed by Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Post-tropical cyclone Idalia has left a path of destruction in Florida after making landfall yesterday as a Category 3 hurricane, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Most of the schools are going to be open by tomorrow. Clearly, the Big Bend area, they got to get the power on. They got to get other stuff. So I know they're working with Secretary Diaz to figure out when they can do that. We all want that to be done as soon as possible.
Communities in Georgia and South Carolina also suffered damage from Idalia. Donald Trump enters a not guilty plea in one of his recent legal cases. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
The former president and 18 other defendants have been indicted over allegations they acted illegally to try to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Trump has consistently said the legal case against him is a witch hunt and is an example of election interference.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Generally upbeat results out of Lululemon Athletica after today's closing bell. The athleisure apparel company topped expectations for both quarterly profit and revenue. However, its same-store sales, though up 11%, were shy of analysts' expectations. Lululemon did slightly raise its forecast for the current quarter, and shares are up 1% in after-hours trading. In the regular session today, an early bid for a fifth straight market advance fizzled out around mid-session, and stocks ended mostly lower. The Dow Jones Industrials shed 168 points, the S&P 500 eased 7, but the Nasdaq Composite eked out a 15-point gain. Crude oil futures rallied nearly 2.5%. Word this morning that first-time claims for jobless benefits dipped by 4,000 last week to 228,000. That's the lowest level of new claims since the last week of July. Tomorrow morning brings the Labor Department's report on August non-farm payrolls. That's Your Money Now.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. What we're seeing out of the Arizona Cardinals is an unmistakable tank job, but could it all be for naught? Former head coach Steve Wilks testified against the Cardinals that team owner Michael Bidwell directed him to use a burner phone to communicate with general manager Steve Keim. If this clear violation of the rules results in a penalty, could Roger Goodell take away the Cardinals' first-round draft pick? I'm Maggie Gray.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
This could be falling or flying. I don't mind waiting to see. Never been more alive. Walking the edge in a straight line. Am I awake in a dream? It's all a state of mind.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And maybe you're thinking, oh my goodness, that music sounds awesome. I love that bumper music. Well, that's a girl named Tom, and they're coming to the Sanger Theater. They actually won season 21 of The Voice, and they're coming to the Sanger Theater on the 15th of September, and we got tickets to give away. So if you want the tickets to go see Girl Named Tom, it's three siblings, and I mean, you heard it right there. They sound awesome. So text in Girl Named Tom to 850-437-1620, and you got a pair of tickets for a fun night at the Sanger Theater. Again, 850-437-1620 to go see Girl Named Tom at the Sanger Theater. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get started on our headlines. We're looking good. We do still have some slowdowns on I-10. That's going to be due to construction, pre-planned construction, slowing things down for just a little patch right around the 9 mile exit. So in the eastbound direction, it gets cleared up after you get past the exit, and before you get to Pine Forest is where you'll start seeing things clear up. But other than that, we are looking good. Some slight slowdowns at Blue Angel and Mobile Highway due to an accident. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking good. And for weather, we're looking good today. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, really no rain currently, but we do have a 70% chance of rain coming up tonight with a low of 77. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be seeing some rain to start off Labor Day weekend. 90% chance of rain for Friday with a high of 88. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. And if you are thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Bobby's going to give us a rundown of what's going on in the world of sports.
Yeah, also with that girl named Tom. First of all, good transition into that one. So that was very nice, playing the bumper music, Girl Named Tom. But opening for Girl Named Tom is Brandon Ratcliffe, who he's got that he's had a couple of big hits too. So this is another good artist. He's the one that talks about, he has the song about being an alcoholic and saying he needs to like give me a break with it and stuff. He's a good performer. I've seen Brandon.
He's going to be our next bumper music, so we'll play a little bit of him.
Perfect. There you go. All right, in sports, we do have college football beginning tonight, but before we get to that, Miami, the Marlins are going to be playing the Washington Nationals and about 6:05 on ESPN Plus. The Atlanta Braves are playing the Dodgers. That one's not televised. And the Tampa Bay Rays are not playing tonight. Earlier today, the Detroit Tigers beat the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings. All right, let's move on over to college football. So on ACC Network, you've got Wake Forest hosting Elon. So this is, you got to remember, the first week games are usually like they set them up for, you know, kind of patsy opponent type things. There are a couple of good ones, though. I'll let you know about those in a second. So on FS1 at 6 o'clock, you got Kent State against UCF. Then on 7 o'clock on Fox. Here's a game that'll probably be pretty good. Nebraska against Minnesota. That's at 7 o'clock on Fox. Then at 7 o'clock on ESPN, University of Florida Gators are playing the number 14 Utah Utes. That is 7 o'clock on ESPN. And then UAB, by the way, is playing NCAT. I don't even know who that is. That's at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus. So kicking off some college football tonight. In other sports news, the only thing that you need to know about here, NFL will not punish Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill after he was busted with some marijuana. So he had a marijuana incident that he will not face any kind of discipline pertaining to that. So there you go. That is your sports hit. So now we've got the in health and business, the Biden administration announced more than $450 million in new funding to combat the overdose epidemic, with the goal of reducing deaths, support recovery efforts, and invest in information campaigns that target young people. So, in other words, advertising campaigns, kind of like the DARE programs, or remember the This Is Your Brain on Drugs advertisements, you know? I guess there'll be some more of that kind of stuff going on from the Biden administration this time. So the ONDCP will invest in a new drug-free community support programs, a campaign to reach young people with fentanyl awareness, and efforts to disrupt illicit drug trafficking operations. Today, by the way, is International Overdose Awareness Day. Gracie?
A survey went out, and 61% of adults say that they are living paycheck to paycheck. So Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently called this a continued fight against inflation, warning that there may be more interest rates to come, some more increases to come.
I'm excited about Taco Bell is teaming up with Mountain Dew to create the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato. Oh, yeah, here you go. They're testing it at one restaurant in Southern California starting today. The trial will run 2 weeks. If it's a success, come on, what do you mean if?
Yeah, I know.
Come on. When it's a success, there's a chance they could expand it to more Taco Bell locations.
So I think that won't be hard to do. I mean, Baja Blast is pretty popular on its own. Also, we talked about this a little bit. Maybe it was last week, I think. But Max is teaming up with CNN to have CNN Max. That's going to debut on the 27th of next month. But there's something happening that have people up in arms. I could see why. Well, the streaming service Max is talking. Reportedly, they're thinking and talking about making CNN news alerts come onto your TV while you're watching other content. So anything you're watching on Max, which is now or what used to be HBO, could have either a banner or something on it when you're watching your show. So naturally, subscribers already hating this idea, saying that they're going to immediately cancel if this happened.
Yeah. Maybe if it's a breaking news thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could see. Yeah. Big world news. I mean, that might be nice.
Unless it's some sort of breaking news thing. Yeah. Don't be. Yeah. No grazie. After experiencing severe turbulence, a Delta flight had to make an emergency landing at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Two passengers were carried off the airplane in stretchers. That's how bad the turbulence was. I've been in some bad turbulence. Never that bad. There were several injuries, including most of the flight attendants. Approximately 11 individuals, including crew members, were transported to the hospital after landing.
Yeah, I saw a video on this, and the person taking a video was a passenger and showed that there was a crack on the bag, like where you put your bags up, because someone's head went up and hit it and cracked the top of the plane.
Okay.
So
yeah, that would
definitely
that would
crazy
have you go to the hospital for that. Yeah.
Yeah. iFixit, it's a website, an e-commerce site. I've never heard of it, but they want Congress to allow them to fix the always broken ice cream machines at McDonald's franchise. So this comes after a year after a couple sued McDonald's for not letting the franchise owners use this gadget that they invented that allows them to, you know, hack into the ice cream machine to repair it instead of having, you know, someone come in to repair it. Mm-hmm. So, well, the iFixit site filed a petition on Tuesday of this week to the U.S. Copyright Office. They're seeking an exemption from this Copyright Act, which is making them illegal to bypass the software and lock on its devices. So maybe that'll make some.
Oh, boy. New era we live in now. Yeah. You're trying to fix something and it has some sort of copyright where you can't access the software, and so Oh, well. GDP grew at an annual rate of 2.1% in the second quarter of 2023, following a 2% increase in the first quarter. So according to the second estimate released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, this latest increase was primarily driven by the consumer spending and non-residential fixed investment, along with state, local, and federal government spending. So two quarters in a row of increased GDP.
We're going to get our pop culture notes in just a bit, especially something I'm excited about. But first, a look at traffic and weather together. So patch of traffic still on I-10. That's going to be in the eastbound direction right near the 9 Mile exit. It does clear up before you get to Pine Forest, so keep that in mind. Typical afternoon traffic on 98 throughout Tiger Point. And if you see something, either an accident, details, just have details on something, give a call over to the traffic line at 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Rain chances are back across the area as we head into Friday and Labor Day weekend. Starting with Friday, highs only in the mid to upper 80s. There's a catch though. We got some rain in the forecast, 70 to 80% chance. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in pop culture notes, Taylor Swift announced on Instagram today that she is bringing the Eras Tour to the movie theaters across North America, and that's going to be starting this October. So
Wait, stop. What is this Eras Tour?
Oh, Joe.
I don't follow the Taylor Swift stuff. Okay. What is this?
So this big tour that she's on, everyone was like crazy about getting the tickets for.
Is this the one that sold the tickets in like minutes and then Ticketmaster had all the problems with?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So she has ended.
So now there's no reason to buy a ticket because she's going to put it on TV?
Well, now it's to anyone who didn't want to get a ticket can go watch it in the movie theater. You should. I'm going to send you her Instagram post. Yeah. You can watch it. You know how like. They'll have like, I don't know, an old concert and they'll have a, you know, TV documentary on it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, this is now you can watch the 3-hour concert in the movie theater.
Okay. It will be live or is it?
No. It's pre-recorded from her Los Angeles show. So she finished the U.S. leg. Now she's on the European leg. But now if anyone in America didn't see it live, they can watch it at the movie theater.
Okay.
So hopefully those tickets don't sell out because then that would really be a bummer.
They probably will, Swifties.
If they're not already, honestly. So yeah, opening day is going to be at the movie theaters Friday, 13th of October. She made the announcement and also put a trailer of the concert film on her Instagram. And then it was captured at the SoFi Stadium show in Los Angeles that happened just last month.
All right. Oprah Winfrey, Dwayne Lark Johnson now announcing a new fund to help people affected by the Maui wildfires. By the way, am I the only one that every time I say Maui or hear Maui, I think Moana?
Yes. No,
and
same.
Demagogue Maui, like yes. That's played by Dwayne Lark Johnson. Every time I hear Maui, I'm like, why are we talking about a cartoon again? Oh, it's the wildfires. Okay. Yeah. Two celebrities have launched the People's Fund of Maui, which they say will give cash directly to those impacted in the impacted areas. They kicked off the campaign by donating $10 million. Winfrey, who has a home in Maui, says she's been meeting with people in the community and that they're under an immense financial burden. Johnson, who spent part of his childhood in Hawaii, said community leaders in Maui are offering their guidance to ensure the money will go to those who need it the most.
And out of Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry honoring the legacy of the country legend Johnny Cash. So the tribute to the Man in Black is planned coming up on the 12th of September to recognize the 20th anniversary of his passing. So the show is going to have lots of different kind of performers, including the Gatlin Brothers, Warren Treaty, and more. Just shy of 4:50, we're going to get a quick break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines, as well as some good news right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Don't miss Sibling Harmony Trio, Girl Named Tom, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater on Friday, September 15th. Experience the familial harmonies and heartfelt performances of the first ever trio to win NBC's The Voice on September the 15th. Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Deep climbing.
Daniels four-man rush, and first got him again. Bounces to the outside of the five. He's in. Touchdown, FSU.
The season kicks off from Orlando on Sunday, September 3rd against the LSU Tigers. Kickoff is set for 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, with pregame coverage starting at 5 Eastern, 4 Central, right here on your home for Florida State football.
FSU versus LSU, Sunday at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Promise. This is a Brandon Radcliffe. He's opening up for the Sanger Theater, Girl Named Tom. Andrew should have some tickets coming up tomorrow for the Friday show, and then I'm sure we'll have some more tickets coming up before the September 15th. But yeah, if you want to get some tickets, you can get some right here on News Radio 92.3 throughout the day. So in some wacky and weird headlines to finish off this hour, coming kind of locally from Port Charlotte after the hurricane, there was a manatee that took advantage of a Florida man's flooded lawn after the hurricane tore through early on Wednesday. Video taken by David out of Port Charlotte shows the manatee eating the grass out of the property and after the flooded storm. So here's a little bit from that.
It's a manatee eating the grass. Unbelievable. He's swimming. He loves it. He's having like a little extra food.
So at least someone got some, some good things out of the hurricane.
Yeah, I saw. Did you see the video over there? I mean, it's because they have flood waters.
Yeah.
So it's just high enough that the manatee's just barely in their grass. You can only see the back of the manatee, like, coming out of the water just a little bit, but it's just in there eating their grass, just having a good old time going, this is much better grass than when I get at the bottom of the Gulf.
I know. Like, I couldn't believe I got all the way up here because it's right off the edge, but I mean, you could see their grass was really green and nicely put together. So
nice green grass. And they were like, this is amazing. That manatee was loving that stuff. So that was kind of funny. Knoxville nurse Tammy Manis has earned the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest mullet of any female, with her luxurious locks coming in at 5'8" long. She says her long hair is due to good genetics. That's 5'8". You know how long it would take to wash your hair with 5'8" of hair.
It looked like a horse mane. It looked like a really long horse tail. It honestly kind of grossed me out, but yeah. I'm happy that she's happy, I guess. Also, coming out of Idaho, you know, lots of teenage boys get real nervous about asking the girl to the homecoming dance or to prom. Well, at least you're not this guy out of Idaho. 55-year-old out of Idaho got arrested after pulling a gun on a teenager who was knocking on his neighbor's door. Daniel Johnson thought the kid was up to no good, but he was just there to ask a girl to homecoming. So, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yikes. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, roadways are looking good right now. Those slowdowns on I-10 have cleared up, so we're looking good there. But we do have an accident at the intersection of 98 and North Blue Angel Parkway throughout West Pensacola. Seeing some slight slowdowns there. And then also on 98 in West Pensacola after off of Bower Road, also have a small accident that is showing some slight delays right in front of Church of Christ, Latter-day Saints. So that's in both directions, 98 having some slight slowdowns there. So two accidents pretty close to each other in West Pensacola. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see something else on the road, just give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're looking good. Tonight, we do have some chances of rain. Going to be up to 70% chance of rain with a low of 77 tonight. Right now, we're looking good, though. Coming up tomorrow, also expect some rain to kick off Labor Day weekend. Friday, we have 90% chance of rain with a high of 88, so it won't be too hot tomorrow. It's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So in some good news, we have an airport proposal. So a guy in New Zealand proposed to his girlfriend over the loudspeaker. So the airport officials were in on the whole thing. She flew from Australia to New Zealand to see him, and he hopped on the mic and as she was walking through the terminal. This is what it sounded like.
Attention, Ria Shukla. You are hearing my voice because I really need to talk to you. Every minute that we have spent together have been the most amazing moments of my life. So I have something really important to ask you. Will you marry me?
Yeah, so it was pretty magical. And as much as I thought Melbourne was my home, now I would say he is my home.
So an awesome proposal from that couple.
Over the loudspeaker.
I'm like, maybe they met in an airport or something. I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know how you get permission to be able to do that. I guess he must know somebody who knows somebody or something like that. Pretty cool. The CEO of a brain cancer charity in Australia is gearing up for a big trip. He raised money for research by hiking 70 miles across the South Pole in Antarctica. The altitude there is 9,300 feet, and it can get down to 20 below zero. He's planning to start his hike in December 15th, finish up on January 4th, so he'll be in the South Pole for Christmas. So, not something I would... I like hiking, not in negative 20 below zero temperatures. No,
yeah, I think that's going to be real painful there. Also got a text in from one of our wacky and weird stories about the boy that got a gun pulled on him, asking my daughter to homecoming. That is being up to no good. Yes. I bet the daughter is mortified, though. Ugh.
Yeah. I saw somebody sent me a meme a while ago because I have a couple of daughters, and the meme said, the only men in my daughter's life besides me better be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm like, I love it. Yes, exactly. I totally understand that.
For sure. Going to get a real quick rundown of our top three stories before we get a update from WEAR. So, of course, top story is still going to be on the hurricane updates, Hurricane Idalia. We still have over 200,000 without power in Florida and Georgia. Florida coming in number one with the most outages, still at 117,000. Also, Trump has some charges still. He pleaded not guilty to the charges to the election interference in Georgia. And Mitch McConnell health, kind of a big question mark still. We talked about this yesterday, but froze up during a speech in the second time in the recent months, and Republicans are concerned about his declining health. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now, but we have Bobby in for Joe. We're going to be back in just a bit after an update from WEAR on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.